In this week's parasha, Parashas Va'aschanan, we have the very famous words which represent the tenet of our faith, one of the foundations of what it means to be a Jew, the declaration of Amuna. Parak Vav, Pasuk Dalet, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. V'yahavta eis Hashem Elokecha b'chol vavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'odecha. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your ma'od. It's hard for me to translate ma'od. She gives a number of interpretations. One of them means with all of your money, b'chol mamamcha, with all your resources. And the others, b'chol mido, mido shamode, decha, ben b'mido tova, ben b'mido peranish. Whatever measure Hashem gives you in life, you should love Him, whether it is a mida, a measure of good, or a measure of travail. That's the definition of me'odecha. And these words that I'm commanding you today, Rashi says, Torah should always be new. The mitzvah should always be like a new edict commanded today, not like an old edict that no one pays attention to. Alavavecha, you should place them on your heart. V'shinantam levanecha, says Rashi, Torah should be sharp in your mouth. Shinantam, like the word shein. A tooth is called a shein because it means sharp. If a person asks you a question, you shouldn't need to hum and ho. You shouldn't need to stammer. You should know the answer to Torah questions. V'shinantam levanecha, Torah should be sharp, and you should teach it to your children. V'dibartabam, children mean students. V'dibartabam, and you shall speak about Torah mitzvahs. V'shivtecha b'veisecha, when you sit in your house. V'lechlech b'derech, and when you go on the way. V'vishach b'chav kumecha, when you lie down, and when you wake up. U'ksharatam los ayedecha, v'yilototavos b'nei necha. Here we have tefillin shal yad, and tefillin shal rosh, u'chsavtam amazos b'seicha. We have the mitzvah, of course, of mezuzah on the doorpost of the home and upon your gates. I want to actually talk about one word in this, and that is the first word of this entire declaration, and the word is Shema, Shin Mem Ayim. So in this pasuk, you have the Shema, the Ayin is big, and the last word of the pasuk is Echad, the Dalet is big, Shema Yisrael Shema Kedosh Shema Echad. The Aleph of Shema, the Ayin of Shema is big, the Dalet of Echad is big. Eight, because we bear witness, Klal Yisrael is the testimony to Hashem's presence in this world. We translate Shema as usually we translate it to mean to hear. That's how we translate this word Shema. But what does it actually mean? Does it actually mean to hear? I'm going to quote from Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, Zichrono Levracha. Rabbi Sacks points out that we might think Shema means to obey. Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu, Shema Echad. Hear, O Israel, you must obey the law, because the Lord is God, the Lord is one. However, says Rabbi Sacks, there is no verb in biblical Hebrew that means to obey, and he actually italicizes that for emphasis. I'm in covenant and conversation in the book of Deuteronomy on Parshas Va'aschanan. There is, fascinatingly, no verb in biblical Hebrew that means to obey. Says Rabbi Sacks, quote, this is an astonishing fact. Astonishing. So glaring is this omission that when modern day Hebrew is revived, a verb had to be found that meant to obey. It was obviously necessary, for example, in the case of Israeli defense forces. An army depends on obedience to the command of a superior officer. The word chosen for to obey is litzayet, but this is an Aramaic word that does not appear in this sense anywhere in the Hebrew Bible. The Torah uses quite a different word, namely Shema. So fundamental is this root Shema, Shin Mem Ayin, to the book of Deuteronomy, Sefer Devarim. It appears in one form or another. Are you ready? This is fascinating. Do you know how many times the root word Shin Mem Ayin appears in the book of Devarim? 92 times. 92 times. There is so much emphasis on the importance of Shema at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. This is one of his lasting messages to Klal Yisrael. Shema, Shema, Shema. So what does it mean? By way of comparison, to give you an indication of what a vast number that is, the root word Shin Mem Ayin appears only 6 times in the whole Sefer Leviticus, in the whole Sefer Vayikra. In the entire Vayikra, Shin Mem Ayin Shema occurs only 6 times, but in the book of Devarim it occurs 92 times. So clearly there's something very crucial about the final message. Let's say for Devarim, of course, is the soliloquy of Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael, that he's such an emphasis on Shin Mem Ayin. It conveys, says Rabbi Sacks, it means much more than the word to hear. We usually translate this as, which is how I started off, because it has to be translated for speaking English, but it loses its entire meaning. We usually say it means to hear, but it actually means so much more than to hear. Rabbi Sacks gives us five different explanations of this root word verb shema. One, it means to listen, to pay focused attention. As in Sefer Devarim 27:9, Chaf Zayin Pasuk Tes, my deber Moshe v'akonim v'alima of halavima koysha lemer. Moshe, the priest, the Levite, spoke to all of Israel, saying, "Haskes u'shema Yisrael, be silent, Israel, and listen." What Moshe is saying is, pay attention. Hayam hazen nihisa la'am Hashem akecha. On this day you become a nation to Hashem your God. Haskes u'shema Yisrael. In this case, Devarim 27:9 says Rabbi Saxon means, be silent, Israel, and pay focused attention. Another explanation of what Shema means in Bereishis Paragimel, Pasuk Yud. Vayomer, Adam says to God, as kocha shamati begon, I heard your voice in the garden, ve'iran I hid, because I am naked and I was afraid, and I hid, because I'm naked. What does it mean in this case? Adam was saying to God, I heard your voice in the garden. In this case, it means I actually heard. So Shema can mean to pay focused attention. Shema can mean to actually hear, which is how we usually translate it. Three, Sefer Bereishis, Paragid Aleph, Pasuk Zayin. Hava nerda v'navla sham sifasam, asher lo yishmu ish esifas re'u, the Tower of Babel. Paragid Aleph in the Book of Bereishis. Come, let us go down, say the Malachim one to another, and confuse their language, so they will not understand one another. Asher lo yishmu ish sifas re'u, so that one man should not understand the language of another. So far we have Devarim 27:9, be silent, Israel, and pay focused attention. Bereishis, Perigimel, Pasuk Yod. I actually heard your voice in the garden. To hear, biologically to hear. Three, to understand. Let us mix up their language. Bereishis, Yod, Aleph, Zayin. So they will not understand one another. Four, based on Bereishis, Yod, Zayin, Chof. Hashem speaks to Avram and he says, Uli Yishmal Shematicha. Hine Beirachti Osu, Refresio So, Virbesio So. Regarding Yishmael, I have heard you. In this case, God is saying to Avram that Shema means to internalize, to register, to take to heart. God is saying to Avram, I've taken into account what you have said. I will bear it in mind. It is a consideration that weighs with me. And finally, five in Bereishis Perachov Aleph Pasukid Beis. Vayomer Elokim El Avram Al Yera Beinecha Al Hanar Va Al Masecha. And God said to Abraham, do not let it be bad in your eyes about Yishmael or about Hagar, Kol Asher Tamar Lecha Sarah, everything that Sarah tells you, Shema Bekola. Listen to her voice. Ki B'Yitzchak Yikar Lecha Zara. Through Yitzchak you will have seed. Rabbi Sacks says, in this case, it doesn't just mean listen, it means to respond in action. Whatever Sarah says to you, do as she tells you. Shema b'kol, respond with action. Five meanings of the root word shema, to listen, to pay focused attention. To hear, that's one. To listen, to pay focused attention. Two is to actually hear. Three is to understand. Four is to internalize, to register, to take to heart. And five is to respond with action to something that is being proposed or something that has been said. Shema does not mean obey. It doesn't mean listen in order to carry out by rote. In fact, there is no biblical word in Lashon HaKodesh for obey at all. And yet this word is so important that it appears 92 times in the Book of Devarim. Can it be translated into English? No. Shema Yisrael. And so what is HaKodesh Baruch Hu telling us? I should say, what is Moshe Rabbeinu telling us? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Listen, Kal Yisrael, pay focused attention to the presence of God in your life. Shema Yisrael, hear the voice of God in your life. Three, Shema Yisrael, understand Torah. Understand mitzvahs, understand to the best of your ability what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. Four, internalize Torah. Register and take to heart the Torah Kedosha. Let it change you, let it impact you. Let it beautify you when you place it upon your heart. Five, respond with action. It's not enough to learn Torah. We must live Torah. It's nice to learn about Lulav and Esrog, but we have to take the Arba Minim. It's nice to learn about Tekiyah Shofar, but we have to blow the shofar. That's what Shema Yisrael, Shema Elkeinu, Shema Echad means. Much more than a simple word that means to hear. Rabbi Sacks says, Shema Yisrael does not mean hear, O Israel. It means something like, listen, concentrate. Give the word of God your most focused attention. Strive to understand. Engage all of your faculties, intellectual and emotional. Make God's will your will. For what he commands you to do is not irrational. It is not arbitrary. It is for your welfare. It is for the welfare of your nation. And ultimately, it's for the benefit of all of humanity. In Judaism, says Rabbi Sacks, faith is a form of listening. We must listen to the song creation sings to its creator. We must listen to the message that history delivers to those who strive to understand it. This is what Moshe says before his demise, time and again in the book of Devarim. Stop looking, listen. Stop speaking, listen. Create a silence in the soul. Still the clamor of instinct, desire, fear, and anger. Listen to the still, small voice called the Mamadaka Yishama beneath the noise. Then you will know that the universe is the work of the one beyond the farthest star. And he is closer to you than you are to yourself. Listen to that line. Once we internalize what Shema means, when we focus, when we pay attention, when we concentrate, when we listen, when we strive to understand, when we engage our faculties, intellectual, emotional, when we make his will our will, when we respond with action, then you will know that the universe is the work of the one beyond the furthest star, yet he is closer to you than you are to yourself. Then you will love the Lord your God. Shema Yisrael, ve'ahavta, follow Shema, because only then will you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Because in God's unity, you will find unity within yourself, between yourself and the world, and you will no longer fear the unknown. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Wish everybody a beautiful day. Bezer Hashem, we should share smachot and shalom and geula b'karav. It should be a true Shabbos nachamu for all of Klal Yisrael, for our entire nation, b'chol makom shehem, and for our beautiful land of Israel, kol tov. Thank you to all and Shabbat shalom.